Nice to catch up with Scott Hatteberg. Scott, of course, played 14 seasons in the major leagues with the Red Sox, the Oakland A's, and the Cincinnati Reds as a catcher, and then a first baseman, and now he does a fine job on television as their color analyst on their broadcast. And, of course, he was part of that team back in 2002 that set the American League record for 20 straight wins, and, of course, it was the subject of the movie Moneyball. Scott, you made the transition from being a player to being a broadcaster, and I'm sure, you know, when you were a player, you got interviewed a lot by the team's broadcasters and everything, and you probably had some idea about what it was like. How is it similar to or different from what you thought it was going to be like?
Well, you know, I mean, if you're going to just boil it down, it's talking about baseball, and it's what I've done for so long that it comes pretty natural. I enjoy talking about it. Especially the team that you know, I'm covering, I actually work for in another capacity, and I play for, so I'm close to the team, and it's, you know, it's enjoyable to talk about them. But there is an adjustment as far as, you know, the rhythm. It's TV, you know, there's advertisement and there's other things going on, so you can't just yammer on like an idiot. So I got to condense some things and get a little longer in certain situations, but ultimately it's talking about baseball, and I really enjoy that.
Having said that, working with the club and being close to the players themselves, what is the challenge of A, being critical of a particular player, and B, maybe having information that other people don't have, and you have to kind of be careful about what you say on the air?
Oh, well, exactly. It's a fine line. You know, I work with these guys behind the scenes, so there's a trust factor there that, you know, I don't want to, you know, impose upon, but there's also a certain amount of reality that I got to bring out there. And if something's going wrong, and I think I have enough of the respect of the players that you can see something wrong, you got to comment about it and you got to bring it to light. And that's just being honest. And I think that any baseball player worth their salt would accept that.
You know, Scott, I've been around this game for a long time, been a sportscaster, and I don't know that I've ever seen a team like the Oakland A's team this season. And what I mean by that is to have so many young players, to have four rookies on your pitching staff, and they go out there oblivious to the pressure, oblivious to the fact that maybe they are rookies. Have you ever seen anything like this?
No, this is, I mean, I say it nightly. I'm blown away. I mean, I'm blown away by what these guys have done. They've just won 11 road games in a row. They're entering the toughest part of their schedule. They're just a bunch of rookies that weren't supposed to do anything this year. And here they are with one of the best records in all of baseball. And they go into Anaheim, who's, you know, dead set on beating these guys. And they have obviously the huge payroll and all the big names. And they are completely oblivious to the situation. They are not intimidated. I can't put my finger on it. It's as far as an innocence to just being youthful. But it is a poised, mature group of young guys, and they just keep getting better and better and finding ways to win. It's just absolutely amazing.
When something like this happens, it's usually because there's good leadership or balance in the clubhouse. Tell me a little bit about what you see in that clubhouse that might be unique as well.
Well, as far as veterans, you know, it's always nice to have a few guys. But the young guys themselves are very much on the same page. I mean, they're very, you know, they're prepared, they're loose. They get to go, but you need somebody as a glue, somebody that's been there. And I think you can point to Johnny Gomes as being a huge factor. He's got tons of energy. You know, he's an older guy, but he acts kind of like a younger guy. But he's that veteran presence. He really gets everybody up. And, you know, he's kind of the glue as far as the veteran factor. But the rest of them, they're just a bunch of young guys that kind of come up there, and I think they see each other as being, well, this, you're a rookie, you're doing well, and they just feed off each other. So it's contagious, and the meshing and the cohesiveness of this team is just amazing.
I'm going to make an observation here, Scott, and you as a veteran baseball player who played for 14 years, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong about this, but I think one of the advantages that the team has is the fact that they've got so many young guys that they don't have an attitude about certain things. And what I mean by that, Jamyle Weeks gets sent back down to the minors. You didn't hear him complain about it. Pitchers have been going up and down to the minors. No complaints from anybody there. And it seems like they don't know that they should be complaining maybe about certain things because they haven't been in the majors long enough and they're just enjoying the ride. Am I correct about that observation?
Yeah, they're exactly. Kind of a life cycle of a baseball player is basically you want to get to the big leagues, number one, and then you want to stay in the big leagues. So these guys are kind of in the between stages right now, some of them that are going up and down. They want to get there, and they want to stay there. And I think that they, you know, it's just natural to not make waves. I mean, this is a team that's shown that it will make moves. And I think if you're part of the problem, you're going to be gone. And Billy's shown that, you know, he's not afraid to make a move. And so these guys go down, they get the work in, and they come right back up. And he's shown that if you do go down, it's not necessarily a death sentence that you're stuck down there. You have a very good chance of coming up. And some of these guys have come up and down, you know, twice during this season.
I want to go back to the leadership for just a second here. I think there are two other guys that have factored into that as well. One is a guy who is out injured for the rest of the season, but they picked up from Detroit in the early part of the season. That was Brandon Inge. Tell me about what he brought to this club.
Well, he was huge. I mean, third base became a hole. I mean, there was leaving spring training, there was a bunch of holes. When Scott Sizemore goes down at third base, there were some unknowns. Donaldson got the job. He's a young guy, struggles a bit. It's just a position that we didn't have nailed down. You pick up Brandon Inge, fits in perfect. He's very much in that Johnny Gomes mold. Young guy, just a gamer-type presence, works well with young guys. There's some veterans that come in and have a bit of a, you know, they kind of stay to themselves or that have that veteran kind of non-team kind of aura about them. But these two guys do not do it. They want to mix it up. They want the music up. They want to, you know, help the younger guys, and they fit in really nicely. And Brandon Inge, just like Johnny Gomes, was one of those guys.
What about Coco Crisp?
Coco Crisp, he's the catalyst to this team. I would say he's less on the rah-rah kind of a pump-you-up type of thing like the other two guys. But as far as a veteran presence at the top of the order, it's a huge thing. He's been a great and not only is that, and not only great at the top of the order, he's amazing in center field and that outfield. Put Reddick and Cespedes in left field is a phenomenal defensive outfield. So he brings a lot to the club, and especially in that leadoff role.
You know, you mentioned about Cespedes. I saw him down at spring training, and, you know, he's coming from Cuba. You're not quite sure what you're going to get. He's going to have to get acclimated to a whole new lifestyle and a whole new social environment and everything. And yet he has done that. And I'm wondering, do you see anything on him that indicates why he was able to acclimate himself so well so quickly?
Well, we got Ariel Prieto has been a guy from Cuba that works in the organization, who has transformed to be his helper on and off the field, and he's really doing a great job of helping him adjust. Because really, the most comfortable Cespedes is when he's playing, and you know that's only 3 hours of the day, so the rest of the time is a big adjustment, and he's making huge strides. But as far as on the baseball field, we knew that this guy was going to have a little bit of an adjustment. I don't think anybody would have believed how quickly he was making some of these adjustments, because you know, off-speed pitches really gave him trouble early. I knew that was going to be a part of the growing up process, and he's just made those adjustments on the fly and pretty quick. So he's been a huge part of that middle of that lineup.
For the fans around the country and around the world, the good news is Brendan McCarthy is out of the hospital. He is back home. He is resting comfortably there, and just – I've watched a lot of things that were tough in baseball and in sports in general, but I don't know that I've ever seen anything as brutal as that was, because you could hear on the video the thud off the side of his head, Scott. And yet the thing I admire also about the A's is that in a month in which, you know, it's the last month of the season, a lot of pressure, a lot of reasons to collapse. They had lost three games also to the Angels. Nothing seems to bother them, and I just don't know where that comes from.
Well, it's hard to – I don't think I can even have an answer for you as far as that, but they have been through adversity. I think that because they're so young and they haven't been through any real seasons, that they just don't know any difference. As far as the Brandon McCarthy thing, I know that really hit everybody really hard. They've had his jersey in the dugout. You know, there's a lot of guys that are very, very much, worried about him on a daily basis. When you play a whole season like this, you have teammates and they become friends, but really they become your family. And when a guy gets hurt like this, it's completely scary and it weighs on you, and it still weighs on these guys. So it's a credit to them that they're able to kind of put that behind them and go out and play. And they've done that the whole year.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, because they all seem to be, with a few exceptions, in the same age group. So they are almost like brothers. On a family. Let me switch gears for just a second. You always have to have, in a successful organization, a captain on the bridge of the ship. And Bob Melvin has certainly been that captain. What is it that he has done more than anything else that has made this team as effective as they are, Scott?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it is his presence. He's a very prepared guy, obviously, and he's a good general on the field. But really, I think that he's getting the benefits of what he did those first couple months. Because those first couple months, it was a team with a lot of unknowns. There was a lot of positions up in the air. There was a lot of movement as far as guys coming up and down. And what he did when they struggled early, I think, is paying dividends now. So he's getting all the credit now, but it's really what he was doing back then. He's a very poised guy. He's very even-keeled. So when things were bad, he's exactly like he is now when things are going amazing. So it's just, I think that presence, it's reflects on the team. Every time they go out and win, I don't ever think they get too high on themselves. And then they get swept by somebody, they never really seem to beat themselves up. So it's that even-keel, kind of dismiss yesterday and approach every day as new, has been a big key for him.
Yeah, I agree with you. By the way, I understand that the only thing Billy Beane has not done is walk on water over in Oakland.
Yeah, you know, but he's whittling some chairs too. So he's done everything. He's amazing. He's pushed all the right buttons, and you know, I think if you were to sit him down and have him be honest, he'd be a little surprised. I know he knew that he had a very talented young group, but I don't think he would have realized that they were gonna come together so quickly.
No, exactly, especially after he made the deals in which, you know, Gonzalez goes to Washington and even Suzuki going to Washington as well. I think most people felt, well, this is going to be just a write-off season for the Oakland A's. Let me switch gears with a couple minutes that we have left here. Back in 2002, you were part of that Oakland A's team that won 20 in a row, an American League record, and, of course, the movie Moneyball was made about that particular season. When you think back on that 20-game win streak, what are some of the things that still stay with you today, Scott, about it that only somebody that was involved with something like that could appreciate?
Well, you know, you go on a win streak like that, you know, it's almost like a month of not losing. And you get into, I was talking about with this team now, there's a lot of similarities I see in the team that we played with. And we were older, and they're doing it so young, which might even be more amazing. But when you go through these situations and things are going, it's a real bonding time, and it's hard to say or put it into words, but it's very much a fraternal kind of a cohesive feeling that's hard to say. It's just you kind of see each other, and you feel like, man, we are part of something special. There's a magic here, and you're all part of it, and it seems like somebody new is going to come through. Even if you're losing, somebody new is going to come up. It's the A's right now. I mean, the parallels are crazy because the middle of the order goes cold, somebody at the bottom of the order comes up big. It's somebody new every night. Last night, it's Jerry Blevins in a game that the save got blown by ball four, or almost blown, and this guy comes in, and who would have expected to come into Angel Stadium and close one out? So I think that total unit winning, you know, not a few guys carrying it, is just such a bonding thing for a team, and, you know, that's what I experienced when I was on that team, and I think the team now is experiencing the same thing.
That last game of the 20-game win streak was September the 4th, 2002, and you hit an historic clinching walk-off home run. And I know that different things mean different things to players. And when you look back upon that, is that one that you still kind of smile and pinch yourself about?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, you see the movie, and I thought there's no way they could even come close to, you know, matching the drama, but I thought they did a pretty good job because I still get some of those familiar feelings back. But like I said, I hit the home run to get it, but it was more of it was such a team thing that it was a great moment for me personally, yes, but what it meant to the team and what we had accomplished as a group, it far outweighs it.
Let me ask you, as we get ready to wrap it up here, and a very candid question, how far can this Oakland A's team go if they make the playoffs?
Well, you know, for me, when you get to the playoffs, I mean, teams are built to, you know, withstand 162 games, but you get to the playoffs, it's kind of a crapshoot. But really, it comes down to pitching, and this team has got some pitching. You know, the bullpen has been phenomenal, a little sketchy in the closing role if I were to point to one thing that might be a little bit up in the air. But other than that, the bullpen itself and the starting staff has been phenomenal. And I'm going to tell you, you get in those situations, pitching wins. And I've learned one thing from the A's this year, is just don't bet against them because they just keep rising to the occasion. So I really honestly, I mean, it sounds weird with all those young guys, but they have a very good chance of going pretty deep.
Well, it's a great story, one of the best stories I've seen in sports in a long time, certainly in baseball. And, Scott, congratulations on your 14-year career. Thank you for jumping in here, and continued good luck as doing the color analyst work for the Oakland A's broadcast. I like your work.
Oh, I appreciate it, Ron. Thanks so much.
Scott Hatteberg with us again, 14 years with the Oakland A's, and this is a very surprising Oakland A's team, but a good one. We continue on Sports Byline.